The Mishnah Masechta Krisis, Daf Tazayin and Aleph, poses a question. Rekiva poses a question. If somebody did the same melacha on many Shabbosos, is he chay for every Shabbos? And Rebbe Lezer, in responding to Rekiva, says the raya that you would be chay for each one, because we find that if somebody had relations with numerous nidos who are ktanos, he's chay for every individual separately. Even though in each of these cases there's only one lav, the lav of the person who did the bia, the woman is not chayiv because she's a ktana, and a ktana is obviously not chayiv. So Rabbi Kiva responded. In other words, what happened to Mishnah first, he wanted to bring a raya from a regular act of bia with a nida. To which Rabbi Kiva said, you can't bring a raya from a nida to Shabbos, because a nida, there are two actors who are involved, the man and the woman. So Rabbi Lezer says, okay, I'll bring a raya for when it's not a gedola, the nida, I'll bring a raya when the nida is a ktana. To which Rabbi Kiva says, we still can't bring a raya from a ktana, because even though at this point she doesn't have an isser, because at this point she's still a ktana, but eventually she will have an isser when she will become a gdoila. Whereas by Shabbos, there's only one person involved. So the Mefarshim, in trying to understand Rabbi Kiva's response to Rabbi Lezer, asks, what does it make a difference that when she will become a gdoila, she'll have an isa nida? Right now, she's a ktana. And while she's a ktana, she is not chayiv. And a gdoila and a ktana are two different people. So what's Rabbi Kiva saying to Rabbi Lezer? So Rabbi Shlomo Kluger in the Chachma Shlomo says a very important word. He says that what Rabbi Kiva means to say over here is what the Trumas Hadeshin teaches us. That if somebody does an Aveira when he was a cotton, does he have to do tshuva after he becomes a gadol? And from here we see that even a gtana is not allowed to do Aveira. And that is actually, he suggests, the machloikus of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, a ktana, while she's a ktana, is not a bar onshim at all. Whereas Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that she may not be chayiv in onshim, but she's still not allowed to do an aveira, and therefore Shabbos and Nida are not the same, because Nida involves two individuals, the man and the woman, even if the woman is a ktana, but a ktana may not do aveiros, and if she does aveiros, she has to do tshuva for those aveiros, whereas a gedola is not a bar onshim at all. And this question, what is the status of a ktana, a cotton, in terms of doing aveiros, there are different rayas back and forth. As I said, it's very possible that that's actually the machloikus of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. The Tfur Shor brings a raya from a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph. The Gemara there discusses a cotton who had relations with a behemoth. And from there, the Gemara says that the Gemara calls it a Maisa Issa. And that's why the Tfur Shor says, we learned Masechta Chulin, that Loch is a cotton, could do a Maisa Shchita as long as a Godel Oymer Al Gabov. If the act of a cotton is entirely meaningless, how could we allow
and the shrita even if a cotton a godel oimel al gabav. On the other hand, we learned in our Gemara the sugyas of issa chalal issa. And when we learned those mishnayas, the Gemara asked how could one, when person had relations with one woman, and how could one issa be chal on top of the other issa? And the Gemara came with different situations. The Rishonim say there's a way to have the question resolved. And it could have, in fact, the Rishonim suggest, been a teretz that the Gemara could have suggested. And that is that all of these surim came simultaneously. This woman had all these isurim. They might not have come on her at the same time, but then this boy becomes bar mitzvah, and all of these isurim come at the same time. Then we don't say issachal alisr. So all these isurim came at the same time, and we know that the rule of ein issachal alisr does not apply when all these isurim come at the same time. But what do we see from here, say the Mefarshim, that we see that the Mishkan Shakov makes this point, that when multiple Surim come at the same, that when a person, until he was a cotton, as long as he was a cotton, until he was a gadol, as long as she was a katana, until she became a gadola, none of these Surim applied at all. The Raya is not a compelling Raya, because maybe regarding Unshim, everybody agrees there's no Hilchus Unshim until the person becomes a gadol or gadola. But that has nothing to do with Isurim. Isurim may be applied beforehand. Actually, this halacha is quoted, this shaila and this halacha is brought in the Ramah, in Hilchus Shabbos. In Hilchus Shabbos, Simen Shin Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, the cotton shehikas aviv, the cotton rachman slan hid his father. Or aviv shar averis bekatnusay, or violated any other avera while he was still a cotton. Apish ein tzar tshuva kashiyegdo. He doesn't technically require tshuva when he grows up. Kamakim says the Ramah, toiv lo yishikabel atzma eiz a dovel tshuva kapara. If he remembers he did something wrong as a cotton, he should do something for tshuva and kapara. Afapi, even though she'ovah kodem shenasa b'onshim, even though he did this avera, well, he was still a cotton and wasn't mechuyev and onshim. And the Mishnah Brura says a number of interesting halachas. One, he says that if the Bezdin sees that a cotton is acting inappropriately, the Bezdin has an obligation to do whatever is necessary to stop that from happening. So that isn't a raya, because maybe, as the Mefarshim say, that's because Beis Din has an obligation to make sure that society works right. But, the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly, lefnim eshuras hadin, and the cotton who did damage, when he becomes a gadol, has the obligation to pay for the damage that he caused. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion adds to this halacha, interestingly enough, that even if the way the damage was done was with garmi, which as we when we learned those sugyas, we know that that may not be considered a ma'isa hezek at all. The Gemara discusses grumba ben nezakin may not be considered a ma'isa hezek at all. As much as it's not considered a ma'isa hezek, just like by Godel, Lot says Yidei Shmayim, the right thing for him is to do is to pay for the damage he did, even if the cotton did damage that way. So we have two reasons to be lenient. Number one, he was a cotton when he did the damage. Number two, he did it b'derech garmi. Still, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah says the right thing lefnim eshuras hadin is to pay back. And the Kaf HaChaim makes it very clear that when the Ramah says that somebody has to do tshuva for what he did aveira when he was a cotton or a ketana, it makes no difference if it's an aveira ben adam l'makoyim or ben aveira ben adam l'chaveroi. The Paiskim also, the Aruch HaShulchan also wants to differentiate that the chiyuv of a katan to pay back if he did a geneva while he was a katan only applies if that item that was stolen still exists. In other words, there's more of an obligation. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that even if it doesn't exist, the right thing is to pay back. But it seems that the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that certainly if the item that was stolen still is in existence, there's a greater obligation to pay back. As much as we're learning that there is an obligation for the cotton to pay back when he becomes a gadol, that obligation isn't on the parents. Unless, say, the Paiskim, sort of from Rabbi Yaakov Bloy Zatzal in the Sefer Pesachei Choshen, if the father was somewhat responsible for the damage that the cotton did. For example, he created an environment where the cotton could break something, so then the father also should be responsible. The Paiskim also differentiate that even though we're learning the Ramah and our Sugya seem to say that a cotton should do tshuva and pay back for what he did when he was a cotton, that's only if he was in the state of being a bar seichel. If he was so young that he wasn't even a bar havana, he was a very young child, for that there's obviously no obligation not to pay back nor to do tshuva.